Hello and welcome. It's good you're here. Today is March 14th in the fourth week of Lent. Before we reflect on the gospel, today we'll look further at the topic of forgiveness. On January 8, 1985, Father Lawrence Jenko, head of Catholic Relief Services in Beirut, Lebanon, was kidnapped by Islamic radicals. He would be held captive for 564 days. About 13 months into his captivity, a young guard named Saeed asked the Servite priest for forgiveness. Father Jenko leaned against the wall and said, "Oh, Saeed, there were times I hated you. I was filled with anger and revenge for what you did to me and my brothers. But Jesus said on a mountaintop that I was not to hate you. I was to love you. Saeed, I need to ask God's forgiveness and yours." At that moment, as Father Jenko later wrote in his book, Bound to Forgive, The Pilgrimage to Reconciliation of a Beirut Hostage, he knew intuitively I had been set free and could go home. I had empowered myself with God's word. I was going to be freed. Think of someone you find hard to forgive. Forgiveness can't always be accomplished in one sitting or one day, but you might be able to do it by Easter. We turn now to the gospel with Pilate summoning the chief priests. Pilate then summoned the chief priests, the rulers, and the people and said to them, "You brought this man to me and accused him of inciting the people to revolt. I have conducted my investigation in your presence and have not found this man guilty of the charges you have brought against him. Nor did Herod, for he sent him back to us. So no capital crime has been committed by him. Therefore, I shall have him flogged and then release him." But altogether they shouted out, "Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us." Now Barabbas had been imprisoned for a rebellion that had taken place in the city and for murder. Luke chapter 23, verses 13 to 19. Pilate says, again, that Jesus is innocent and that Herod agrees. He offers to have Jesus flogged, despite his innocence, and released. Flogging was a disciplinary beating. Scourging was part of killing a victim slated for crucifixion. That will come later, when Jesus has been condemned to die. The proposed flogging is part of Pilate's plea bargaining. Suddenly, Barabbas is brought into the act, a prisoner who had been imprisoned for murder. All four Gospels have the crowd choose him to be freed rather than Jesus. Why is there such a turnaround on this kindly person named Jesus? It happens. Public opinion can be affected by polls, knee-jerk reactions, a certain mob mentality. There's a little bit of that crowd in all of us. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.